Today's performance was different than last night's.
Yeah, but we ran out of fume. Like we were out of gas. And, you know, we pushed a lot of the guys yesterday, and I think we could have been better. That's for sure. How much better? A little bit. I'm not sure we had it in us to be that much better. But definitely a little better. Not accepting this, but at the end of the day, I think it was a tough turnaround after a last night game for our team. Some guy played a lot of minutes yesterday and with injuries. And I respect McCarron to want to play, to want to be part of the boys, but there was nothing much there for the guys.
You think all these injuries are starting to catch up to you guys?
You think? Yes, I think they do, my friend. If you see my board, I think you realize the reality that we have right now. I think maybe you guys are forgetting some names, but the organization is pretty banged up right now. And it affects, obviously, the American League. So I got to be behind the boys on that. We're all in this together. Like I told them, nobody's going to come down from heaven and help us. But, you know, we got to let them rest tonight, tomorrow, and go back on Monday. Like I told them, we have a practice, and then we'll do a gathering for Christmas with the families. That's important. And we have two games after that. And you know, I'm expecting guys to be refreshed and be more efficient, for sure.
What goes into a decision for McCarron to come in? He said
the guy wants to play. He, you know, he's not, like I talked yesterday about Charlie. Charlie's walking crutches, guys, and he's playing the game, and I think he's playing pretty hard. And Max coming in and giving us, you know, what he can on no skate this week because he wants to be part of it. He wants to help the boys. You gotta respect that, you know. I mean, I know the scoreboard wasn't what we wanted today. It was not fun for me, but I'm with the guys. It wasn't fun for them either. You know, they give it a push there for a while, and things went clicking, and I think a lot of energy was left yesterday for a team that's, you know, decimated right now.
So the team went shorthanded 5 times today. It put you guys first place in a... For most times that your team was on the penalty kill. What do you think is the cause?
Well, I think when we start chasing the game and we get, we're a pretty aggressive team. And, you know, I've never really had a team that was taking penalty like that. That being said, I don't think they're undisciplined. I think they're penalty that the guys want to do well. But sometimes, especially now, the game is catching us to us a little bit. So guys don't want to get beat. Guys want to defend hard. Guys don't. And now we start to be in the box a little more. I thought yesterday was great. We only had 2 penalties. I think today there was some frustration at times when the scoreboard. But it's definitely something that we talk about. And I think a lot of them at the beginning of the year was a lot of frustration from the reality. But now we're... We're going to have to settle into a team that's going to have to be very tight because of the reality of the lineup, right? So I like the example of yesterday, for sure, that, you know, 2 penalties in the game and we give ourselves a chance to win.
Thank you.
Thanks.